This is the news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Friday, May 10th. GITAS, Environmental Education Network's annual Get Intimate with a Shrub Stip, runs from Friday through Sunday. Friday's schedule includes a social welcome from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Iron Horse Brewery, which will feature a presentation on wolverines. Saturday features a full day of events based out of the Yakima Canyon Interpretive Center in the Helen McCabe State Park. Sunday's schedule includes birding, yoga, paddleboarding, and wildflower walks. The full schedule is on Keene's website. Candidates filing on Thursday for elected office in the 2024 general election included Patricia Todd, filing for Kittas County Superior Court Judge Position 2. Filing may be done electronically through the Kittas County Auditor's website or in person at the Auditor's Office in the courthouse through Friday. Valley Theater Company's production of The Somewhat True Tale of Robin Hood opens at 7 p.m. today in the Ramsey Ballroom above the Clymer Museum. The show continues with two performances on Saturday, a single show on May 17th, and two shows on May 18th. Tickets are $15 for general admission when purchased on the Valley Theater's website. The CWU Theater production of Footloose opens at 7 p.m. today in McConnell Auditorium. There will be performances on Saturday and Sunday and May 16th through 19th. Tickets are $20 for general admission. The annual community cleanup of the Roslyn Historic Cemeteries is from 8:30 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The cleanup is organized by the Roslyn Ronald Clay Elm Heritage Club and includes a volunteer lunch provided by the Roslyn Eagles Aries 696. Bella Notte, an evening of an Italian food, song, and fun, will be presented by CWU's student chapter of the National Association of Teachers of Singing at 6 p.m. Saturday at Gallery 1. The evening includes a silent auction. The night work shift on University Way overlay project between Clay Elm Street and the BNSF Railroad Overpass starts Monday. There will be loud noise, bright lights, and varying traffic control. The project is expected to take 2 months to complete. Art designs for ideas for the Central Transit bus shelter at 5th Avenue and Water Street in front of the Kittas County Courthouse are being accepted by the Ellensburg Arts Commission. The art should showcase the beauty of Ellensburg, the community, and or the culture within the city. The submission deadline is September 3rd. Final selection and award notification will be October 3rd. The Clay Elm and Kittas high school baseball teams lost in district playoff action on Wednesday, sending both teams to the loser out bracket in Pasco today. Kittas fell 10-4 to Riverview and plays Warden at 12:30 p.m. Clay Elm Roslyn lost 7-2 to Tri-Cities Prep and plays White Swan at 10 a.m. The winner of those two games will play in a winner-to-state game at 3 p.m. Fish open table lunches, clam chowder, garlic toast, and an orange. Lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Elm. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Elm Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 84 degrees. Sunset is at 8:25 p.m. The expected nighttime low is 51 degrees. Winds will be from 5 to 10 miles per hour. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.